Keweenaw Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. We're 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Susie Landers is here from downtown Houghton. Our discussion with her brought to you by the City of Houghton each week. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, good morning.
And our special guest this week is Michelle Kowalski, who is with the Reliance Salon, is that it?
Radiance.
See, I wrote it down. Do you think I could read it?
Reliance, that sounds like an insurance company.
Yes, I think it is an insurance company, as a matter of fact. In Lantz, there is one. So it's Radiance.
She will insure your beauty when you leave her salon.
Yeah, good luck if I walk in the door. So, good morning.
Yes, we're excited.
Good morning,
about
Michelle. Thank
Michelle
you for coming in.
Coming to Sheldon Avenue.
Sheldon Avenue.
Yes,
there we go.
There you go. That would have been a great name.
Yeah, right on Sheldon Avenue. Let's talk a little bit with Michelle first. Pull that microphone up nice and close there, if you would, please. And tell me what you do at the Radiance Salon.
Well, I do hair, nails, body waxing,
makeup.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all of this.
Little bit of everything, pedicures.
All of those things I don't need?
Well, everyone needs it to an extent. Come on.
Or maybe I should rephrase all of those things that would generally be wasted on me. Serious question. Do you do hair for men?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because some salons do and some salons don't. And you've just opened up.
Yes, just this week.
So where on Michelden Avenue are you?
I'm in the old Army Reserve building. Just past the Magnuson.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of on the east side of town.
Right at the beginning.
Are you an appointment only place, or do you take walk-ins?
Both.
So you've got basically the full line of stuff.
Yep.
If I want a
one-stop
manicure,
I'll take care of it.
You do a manicure? Can you do it? These things are nice for us guys to give to the ladies in our lives, aren't they?
Yes, always.
This is why I'm divorced twice. I never did this kind of thing. But so guys, I'm assuming you could set that up if I were a guy and had a lady that I wanted to give some pampering to.
Definitely.
This is
give certificates. Yep.
In the summer, do you have people who come in and kind of change the hairstyle and get it a little shorter so that it's a little bit cooler?
Yeah, I think, but that's just kind of month by month. Some people change every month.
Some people add splashy colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not this girl. This is like, not me, but yes.
There's been a lot of that I'm seeing. People throwing color in their hair. I see people with pink hair and green hair and things like that. That's a temporary transient kind of thing. Is that hard to do? That kind of tinted effect that I'm seeing?
Not really.
It's not like a full dye job or anything like that?
Unless you're doing the full head, but no.
Okay, you just spray paint it on?
A little bit more than that.
A little Rust-Oleum can do the same thing, you know.
A little accent. Todd, that's something for you, a little accent on the top.
You think I need a little accent on the top? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could cover up the bald spot.
There you go.
Which you can't see because you're shorter than I am. Only people who are taller than I am know that I have a bald spot.
So. No, Michelle's, it's been great. We've had a lot of positive reaction already with having a salon, full salon downtown. We haven't really had that. I don't know.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. And Michelle's been great. I mean, I know a lot of people that are not her, haven't been her clients before, but they've called and they've been able to get in right away. So she's definitely, being accommodating to everyone. So
Is there a specialty that you have, something that you're really proud of?
Everything.
Apparently not.
I was going to say that, but this seemed a little conceited.
No, I'll say it for you.
No, say it. That's why you're here. This is horn blowing time.
No, I feel I'm pretty even across the board. I love everything that I do within my shop.
Okay. Now, how do people, if they want to make an appointment, how do they call ahead and do that?
Call 906-370-3981.
370-3981. You got a little Facebook site or website or something like that? How do we find that?
Just go on Facebook and look for Radiance Salon.
Radiance Salon in Houghton.
And if you can't find that, look for the city of Houghton or the downtown Houghton, and we'll have a link to that. Or they can always call. They can call me and I'll forward your number.
Yeah, Susie will tell you where to go.
That's right.
She's always telling me where to go. So good luck, Michelle, and congratulations on opening up. And I'm sure this is going to be a wonderful addition to downtown Houghton to have that, first of all, to have that building filled, and secondly, to have that need filled that you have seen and are meeting. Good luck with Radiance Salon.
Thank you.
So remember what we're going to do, though, before we jump into my little notes.
I was about to get to that.
All right,
Todd. That's okay.
It's your show. That's right.
That's okay. You've brought a goodie to give away. What are you giving away here?
$25 gift certificate.
Oh, a $25 gift certificate to the Radiance Salon. We're going to give that to the first caller at 482-9700. 482-9700. Sarah will pick up the phone. First caller at 482-9700. And there goes the phone. So that didn't last very long.
Wonderful.
$25 gift certificate to the Radiance Salon.
Great.
What else is going on?
Well, let's see what else is going on. Well, our Yummy Bar, we've been waiting for their license, their liquor license to be sent up and be in place so we can start, or they can start selling wine. So as of today, you can stop at the Yummy Bar and also not only pick up some awesome treats, you can pick up a bottle of wine.
Oh, wine enhances...
Chocolates, I know. Wine enhances
wine
everything.
Wine does not enhance chocolate. Chocolate enhances wine.
Speaking of, they actually have chocolates with wine in them.
Oh,
they have
really
Pinot
do.
Noir. Yeah. I think they have a cab. It's wonderful.
Do they have the new Dutch wine?
I don't know.
You've heard about the new... Yeah. My wooden shoes are way too tight. Oh,
Todd.
I know. It's
So, no, we're really excited about this because people have been... We've been, we keep saying they keep telling me we're getting wine. And it just took a lot longer than we anticipated for the license to come through.
Yeah, the state bureaucracy and the liquor
there's
control.
There's a lot of hoops. A lot.
That's so, really tough to work your way through. So
it arrived. They got it all set up. And last night they were ordering and it will be in this morning. So they will also, they're not going to have a full selection, but they have all the ones that we're real familiar with to start off with. They'll have Merlot and some cabs and...
Little Mad Dog?
Oh, for you, of course. They have Moscatos and Rieslings and stuff like that. And they have a lot of summer wines that are coming in. I think one was like a pineapple hula or something. And some
pineapple hula?
Something like that.
Okay.
So it's going to be exciting. So
well, I'm sure, knowing what I've seen from them so far, I'm sure they're going to have a wonderful selection and very interesting
They will. And they're going to have, they're usually open 7 days a week, even though they have limited hours, like as far as a Sunday goes, they always tell me they're not really open, but they're open. I mean, they're there.
Yeah, if you walk by and look in and look
if
hungry,
they're around,
they'll open the door.
They definitely will.
They will let you in.
I'm not going to tell you to do this, but one time I called them really late in the evening because I needed... Well, I didn't really need chocolates for myself. It was for a gift.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they
sure
ran
it
down
was.
And actually opened.
Sure it
so
was.
Again, customer service on Sheldon Avenue.
You had a craving.
But they will be open on the 4th, so they will be open tomorrow from 10 to 4. So if you want to pop in there and pick up a bottle of wine, that would be great.
Okay.
And through the weekend. Todd, are we running out of time?
No, I'm just... Okay. Just
I also wanted to mention, unfortunately, I wanted to mention that we have the liquidation sale from one of our anchor stores in downtown Houghton.
Yeah, Wicker and Willow.
It's very sad. It's a sad day for us. I think it's a sad day for them, too.
I'm sure it is.
It's been a great store. So they right now they went into liquidation this week. So everything is on sale, including their fixtures. So if you're another business out there that could that might be able to use some of the fixtures that they have at Wicker and Willow, definitely stop in and take a look.
Yeah, talk to them
and give them. Yeah, right, definitely. And they I'm not sure how long the sale is going to go. It's pretty much till it's over, which I think it's going to not last very long. So don't delay. I mean, don't think I'm going to go in the next couple weeks. I would go immediately.
Yeah, sorry to see them closing up.
It is. We're going to miss them, and they did great.
Of course, Houghton is kind of quiet for 4th of July. A lot of the outlying towns and cities have fireworks and things going on. So I know
they
that
do,
Houghton
but I'll
and
tell
Hancock
you,
have kind of stayed away from that over the last few years. Bridge Fest was just a couple of weeks ago.
That is true, but I will say that people still, when you come home, you go to downtown also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've talked to a lot of the businesses. I think it was Surplus that told me, I mean, they will be busy this weekend. So, I mean, they will... there will still be a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah,
downtown,
I know. I talked with Marilyn Swift the other day. She said she'll be open for a while tomorrow if you're doing home improvement projects, things like that. So
definitely. And then let's also remember too, we have the summer trolley tours from the Carnegie again in July. So if you're interested in that, make sure you give Elise a ring at the Carnegie.
And I've had a couple people ask me again about the Downtown Concert Series.
Yes.
Which is going to be opening up in a few weeks.
August. Yes, we're focusing only on the month of August. And this year they're going to be brought to us by Century 21 North Country Realty. We're really excited about them coming and joining us.
We'll have a lot more about those as the time gets a little bit closer.
Right. And also I should mention about that, if there's any nonprofit organizations or someone that wants to have a little face at those concerts, to give Amanda a ring up at Century 21 North Country and arrange that with her, because we're going to have availability to have a few tables out. Just for information.
All right. They'll be in the same place?
We will.
On the parking deck, the upper level of the parking deck.
Yes, and it will be sunny every Thursday in August, have to worry about an alternate location.
I'm checking the forecast.
You don't have to worry.
By golly, it will. Not a problem. We got that all covered.
Yes.
Very good.
So, again, everything is booming in downtown Houghton. Please take a walk and enjoy your downtown.
Thank you, Susie Landers.
Thank you.
Michelle Kowalski from Radiance, thank you for coming in. It's nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.
And good luck with your business as you get that open. Lean in on that mic. Give us the phone number one more time.
370-3981.
All right. Thank you very much. Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.